Chapter 1. The mind of man is conscious and subconscious, objective and subjective, external and internal. The conscious mind acts, the subconscious reacts. The conscious mind produces the impression, the subconscious produces the expression, the conscious mind determines what is to be done. The subconscious supplies the mental material and the necessary power. The subconscious mind is the great within, an inner mental world from which all things proceed that appear in the being of man. The conscious mind is the mind of action. The subconscious mind is the mind of reaction. But every subconscious reaction is invariably the direct result of a corresponding conscious action. Every conscious action produces an impression upon the subconscious, and every subconscious reaction produces an expression in the personality. Everything that is expressed through the personality was first impressed upon the subconscious, and since the conscious mind may impress anything upon the subconscious, any desired expression may be secured, because the subconscious will invariably do what it is directed and impressed to do. The subconscious mind is a rich mental field. Every conscious impression is a seed sown in this field, and will bear fruit after its kind, be the seed good or otherwise. All thoughts of conviction and all deeply felt desires will impress themselves upon the subconscious and will reproduce their kind, to be later expressed in the personal being of man. Every desire for power, ability, wisdom, harmony, joy, health, purity, life, greatness, will impress itself upon the subconscious and will cause the thing desired to be produced in the great within, the quality and the quantity depending upon the depth of the desire and the conscious realization of the true idea conveyed by the desire. What is produced in the within will invariably come forth into expression in the personality, therefore, by knowing how to impress the subconscious, man may give his personal self any quality desired, and in any quantity desired. Personal power, physical health, mental brilliancy, remarkable ability, extraordinary talent, rare genius, these are attainments that the subconscious of every mind can readily produce and bring forth when properly directed and impressed. The subconscious mind obeys absolutely the desires of the conscious mind, and since the subconscious is limitless, it can do for man whatever he may desire to have done. What man may desire to become, that he can become, and the art of directing and impressing the subconscious is the secret. Unlimited possibilities do exist in the subconscious of every mind, and since these possibilities can all be developed, there is no end to the attainments and achievements of man. Nothing is impossible. The great within is limitless, the inexhaustible source of everything that may be required for the highest development and the greatest accomplishments in human life. And whatever we may direct it to produce, the same will invariably be produced.